trees and make huts for them, keep them out of the wind and weather. It rained on them, but they're out of the wind, see, windbreakers. And they got to, finally got to tubes to make lumber from the trees that fell, and clearing the land, see, improving. And then they had sawmills come in after years of waiting for it. And then they, people used to make big money, but a sawmill in a little country town, or where people were coming in and they saw these logs and got smart on how to handle them, got the tools to do things with them and improve home buildings as time went on. But you remember now, they were still pinned down. The North wouldn't give us anything.
Well, then there were many people who had barns back then.
No, it's so isolated. People in might go 5-10 miles before you saw another human being there. It was perfect wilderness. It's like it is back here. See, there's nothing back here, and there's woods, see. Somebody come from along today and clear it out.
But did you have a barn when you were a kid?
Well, I was, that was before my time, 1893. It's the history of it. My parents told me about it. My mother told me about how they had to, after the Civil War and before, how hard a time they had, and they came to Arkansas from Tennessee. And of course, you know, they had to, in those days, kind of intermarry or a cousin or something. You know?
Yeah, there wasn't much.
So that might be trouble for the...
weren't many choices. I mean,
No.
Might know two or three women of your own age, you know.
But they were spoken for.
That's it. Maybe, yeah.
Of course, you had caste in those days, same as you got caste in religion or education or anything else. And the poor and the richest caste. But still, they got along pretty good together because they had to.
Okay, well, can you describe what a barn would look like when you were growing up and what all it was used for?
Well, the roof was V-shaped, mostly, to give it a fit so the rain off of it. And it was built square with a door and vents and a window here and up in a hayloft. They had a hayloft, like two-story building. Well, they had a flat roof there to keep the hay and the feed in.
How far up would that be?
Oh, that'd be 12, 15 feet high.
Okay.
So they have a pulley, and they got modern equipment to pull it up manually, and then they swing it inside and store the stuff from the weather.
I see.
Now the days they roll the feed tightly and it's still good. You don't leave it out in the weather. You've seen these rolls that take off the highway when they shim them. And they sit out for a long time and it's still good in things. They never get wet out in the weather. But they didn't have that technique then, see. They didn't know what to do.
And then what was down below?
Well, they kept the stock down below, see. You want to feed them animals, they just drop the hay down something up there, see. It's out of the weather all the time, see. Kind of a little automation now that you drop it down. And then they learn how to milk self-feeders, you know. If they want to go off a day, they'd stock enough food there for the animals to come in out of the door. And go out and graze and come in at night and spend the night and go out the next morning. There's plenty of water there and this is frozen. And they'd have to make arrangements, see. Where they could get the water so they wouldn't die of thirst. So they had their problems there with the weather the same as they do now, see. And they were a whole lot worse than the severe weather than now. The heat and cold, too, are quite different.
Well, did the winters used to be that bad, let's say, compared to the
weather? Well, in 1893, they used to have gravel wagon across the Arkansas River here.
Regularly?
No, in some winters.
Oh, yeah.
They all were miles, some were miles, some